Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Precious Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence.
Yes.
I repent for us pressing our faith in politicians. Who is going to be a president? The church has spent so much energy and time instead of fasting and praying and preaching the word, but we are preaching a politician has become inflamed like Jesus instead of Jesus. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. We forgive us, Lord. We have been out of replacement. Replace us. Bring us alignment. That, Lord, we are not from this kingdom. We are from the kingdom of heaven. Lord, we pray. Like Alexander Dowdy, the Zionists to build the city when all the politicians could not solve the problem. The man built the Zionist because he trusted in God. I believe that God is going to do something so powerful and something so supernatural. Yeah. But there's certain things that need to die. There's certain things that need to die in our lives to experience that glory, that power. Exodus chapter 33, verse 19. It talks about Moses when he says to God, God, show me your glory.
Yeah.
Then God said to Moses, no one can see my glory. Not everyone who wants to see God can see God. There is a condition to experience the glory of God. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is the face of God. It's the weight of God's face. The beauty of God. The goodness of God. There is something that the glory does. The glory of God kills the enemies of God. Let's look at Exodus chapter 33, verse 19. This scripture, it says, and the Lord said, I'll cause my goodness to pass in front of you, and I'll proclaim my name and the Lord in your presence, and I'll have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. This is now 20. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no one can see me and live. God says, when Moses said in verse 18, show me your glory, he says, you cannot see me. People, I want to show you where you can see the glory of God.
Come on.
There is a place where to see the glory of God. Have you ever heard of them? The lock of ages. I know when I got saved, the lock of ages, I was in Assemblies of God and all these churches, they sang those hymns, lock of ages. They're still good songs. There's a lot of truth in it. They're locked with blood. Not today's singers, they want to be a number one album singer. So there's a difference. Those people, they wrote song because that's what they were going through.
Yes.
That's what they were going through. I'm not going to take long, but I'm just going to build what the man of God has built. Verse 21, then the Lord said, there is a place near me. Say, there is a place near me.
There is a place near me.
Where you may stand on the rock. That place, it says you may stand on the rock. And you can hold my phone. There is a place near me. Now you must understand. He said to Moses, you will stand on the rock, on the cliff of the rock, without the rock, you cannot see my glory, for you are going to die. My glory will become my enemy and it will kill you. When Moses said, God, show me your glory, he says, no one can see my face. So the glory of God is the face of God. God's glory, it's God's face. He says, you cannot see my face. People, God is so holy and so pure. If God had to show up here without Jesus, we'll be all dead. The children of Israel, they said, we want to meet God on Mount Sinai. Then the whole mountain was shaking. And they said, Moses, go and meet him alone. We don't want to meet him anymore. Right? Even Moses, who encountered the glory of God, his face was changed, was radiating, was shining. Right. You cannot encounter God's glory without you shaking the world. You cannot encounter God's glory without you being changed. God's glory changes you, makes your face to shine. Yes. People, the glory of God that we're going to encounter is going to even make your countenance to be filled with the light. People could not look at Moses' face because he was so clothed with God's glory that they had to put a cloth, a veil on him. Yeah. I want you to understand, nothing can see God's glory and become alive. But he said, there is a place nearby me, the craft of the rock. If you stand on that rock, that was a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ. That rock was a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without making Jesus as a main center of your life, you cannot see the glory of God. The glory of God is, you can only see it on the rock. When God sees Jesus, he sees the lamb that was slain. Yeah. He will not kill you because you're already dead. Yeah. Then he will show the glory of God will be seen in your life. God's glory is the carrier of God's glory are dead people that have been resurrected with the power of God. That's why they cannot be defeated. They're dead. The glory of God, the scripture says, in the book of Romans, it says, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead in his glory, God's power, it's the Shekinah, God being seen in his beauty, the resurrecting power of God. People, when the glory of God, there is a difference between the anointing and the glory. The anointing destroys the yoke and removes the burden. You cannot enter into the glory realm with the yoke and the burden. You need the anointing to clean you up and to enter into the glory realm.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Glory is a place of face to face with God. When Moses said, God, show me thy glory, he says, you cannot see my face. God's glory is God's face. Now, in the book of Corinthians, he says, we all behold his glory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. The veil has been torn.
Amen. Yes.
Something happens. If somebody's got a cloth, I want to give an example. I want to cover myself a little bit. I need people to get it. Okay, yeah, that one will work. Yes. So, when you're in the craft of the rock, you're covered in the glory. And when you're covered in the glory, nothing can see God's face can become alive. Whatever sees this glory on your face, it will die. When demons see this glory in your face, they'll flee. When sickness see this glory in your face, they will be healed. The glory carrier. You should not be be afraid. You will walk in this world in the glory of God. You face every situation with the glory of God, because your face is covering the God's glory. You should not be afraid of your enemy, because you have been covered in the glory of God. If sinners try to see the glory of God, it will kill them, because the reason why you are alive and the reason why you have been covered in His glory, you are standing on the rock. Yeah. 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 But be careful, this is anointed. Walk in the glory of God. We walk in the glory of God. Our face shining of God's glory. We will not try to force the world to know God. The world will bow on our needs, because they need Jesus. In the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 28, it says, "What shall we do to be saved?" Because they saw the power and God's glory. God's glory is about to transfigure. You're about to go through the transfiguration of the glory of God. Hallelujah. The place of glory is a place of death, where Jesus, you must die so His resurrection power can raise you up. When you're raised, understand this. Christianity did not start in the grave or on the cross. Christianity started on the resurrection. It's a process. You need the wounds, the blood, in order to experience the resurrection. Most believers, they only remain at the cross. It's no longer in the book of Mark, chapter 11, chapter 16, the woman says, "He's not here, He's risen." He's not here, He's risen. Is not in the grave, He's resurrected. He's not on the cross, He's resurrected. He's not in the tomb, He's resurrected. Yeah. You need to move from the tomb to the cross, from the cross to the tomb to the resurrection. How do you enter that? Repentance. That's a door. That's your death process. Repentance. Then the cross process, that's conviction. "I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me." But don't stay there. Rise from the dead. Christians are resurrected people. How many people believe in the resurrection power? Ooh. How many people here want to experience the resurrection power of God? I want 5 or 6 people who are hungry so much, and I'm going to release the resurrection power of God. Woo! Are you ready for that? Raise your hands and receive this. It's all right. Dear Holy Spirit, let the resurrection power come. There comes. There comes. There comes the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. There comes, there comes, there comes, there comes, there comes, there comes the transfiguration of the glory of God. Be transfigured into God's glory. Be transfigured, be transfigured. This transfiguration, no more will your prayers become powerless from this day forth, because the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit is coming upon you. The power. The power, you shall be the carrier of God's glory. You shall be the carrier of the power to raise the dead. Only those that have been resurrected, they can resurrect those that are dead. Dead people cannot raise dead. Only the resurrected, they can resurrect. You wonder why you've not raised the dead? Because you're still dead. Now you're going to receive a resurrection power to raise the dead. But things of the enemy will die in your life. Things that you've struggled with, wrestled with for generation, for years, they're dying right now. Because the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit is coming upon you. The fire of God's resurrection power is falling on you right now, like electricity power. Woo! Take it, take it, take it, and receive it, receive it, receive it. You must have it. You must have it. It's yours. You must have it. It's yours. Woo! Thank you. Must have it. Woo! Power to raise the dead. Power to raise the dead. Power to raise the dead. People, this is not a normal impartation. It's a resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. It's like electricity of heaven being put into your body to light up your home. Fire of the Holy Spirit. We destroy death. We speak life. Be healed. Everything in this body dies. Every sickness dies. Every muscle, every fiber becomes alive. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, every pain leaves this body now. Praise the Lord. Now you can stand up without pain. You can walk from there. You won't have any pain in your life. Help him. Give him strength as well. Help her to walk from there and there. Because with that power, that power. How do you feel? Do you feel any pain? Will you walk? I want to, because the power, so much power that has entered you. The virtue of Jesus, the same virtue that entered that woman who had an issue of blood, and she touched the arm of his garment and she was healed completely. That same power just touched you now. Power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. There's such glory in you. Impartation. Glory on you. Woo. Thank you, Father. Pick him up again. Such a glory. The glory of God. The glory of God. Your life will never be the same. Resurrection power. Woo. Resurrection power. Woo. The resurrection power. God wants to resurrect you. If you can, just walk a little step and come back. Just one step. Ooh. The resurrection power. Be resurrected. Ooh. The resurrection power. Ooh. I'll be more gentle now. Resurrection power. Ooh, there goes. Ooh. 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 The resurrection power. People, this is the glory. The resurrection power. Ooh. The resurrection power. There goes. The resurrection power. Ooh. The resurrection power. This body is being resurrected. Power, 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 power. There goes the glory. There goes the glory. There goes the mighty glory of the Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead. The same power. It's the same glory that raised Jesus from the dead is resurrecting you and giving you life into this mortal body. Oh, take it in Jesus' name. It's glorious. Oh, it's glorious. People, whenever I've impacted the resurrection power, people have started raising the dead, healing the sick. It's no longer religion to try and pray for the sick. We just heal the sick. That power is coming on you. Ooh. somebody to stand behind you. That power is coming on you. It's a spirit of revival. It's the spirit of Jesus. It's the spirit of revival. Break the chains. Ooh. The other thing that God is bringing in this place is bringing supernatural age reversal. That men and people that are going up there in age, they feel like they're done, they've run out of power. The Lord says, I'm bringing supernatural age reversal. I'm quickening the mortal body. I am strengthening the mortal body. Supernatural age reversal is yours. Supernatural age reversal. I've seen God do it. Is doing it again. Supernatural age reversal. Woo. Supernatural age reversal. I've been seeing this type of grace being manifested in higher dimension. I cannot explain it, but your body becomes transfigured into a youth. Check that. Supernatural age reversal. That's a resurrection power. Recreating new blood flow, new vessels in your body. New blood flow. Resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. Resurrection power of the resurrection power of God. The glory. Moses said, God, show me your glory. And God is showing us the glory. He says, in this season, I'm reversing your age. I'm reversing everything that you've lost. I am reversing. This is a supernatural reversal. There's a supernatural reversal. There are time that has been stolen. There are things that wasted time, wasted years, wasted energy is being restored. God is a faithful God. What the locusts have eaten, I'm reversing it. I'm giving it to you. It's yours, brother.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.